Lightspeed.
Hello, and welcome to a Lightspeed Short Shot. My name is Allison Bell Buse, pleased to be your muse for this flash fiction podcast. Set down your guitar, your bass, your drums, and get ready for a rock and roll fable. Done Deal by Rory Harper, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki, is coming up right after this message.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Stefan Rudnicki.
Done Deal by Rory Harper. As with Robert Johnson, a lot of people who believed in the devil also believed that Jack Maligan had made a deal with him. Jack was a six-string prodigy, getting pulled on stage by the likes of Grohl and Kravitz by the time he was 12. He could swing the blues as hard as Bonamassa, but it was just the foundation for his love for rock. When he was 18, he released an indie album that now has a cult following. Nobody bought it, and nobody noticed when he vanished. Guitar slingers are a dime a dozen. Then he came back 2 years later and jumped to the top of the mountain. Martin Donovan was on the rise, too. He agreed to manage Jack and lined up a single album deal with Barista Records. It is apocryphal that right before the contract signing, Martin said, "This is the best I can get you, kid, but it's a deal with the devil." And Jack supposedly said, "Not a new thing." The first album by Jack and the Offs went multi-platinum. It won the Best Rock Album Grammy, and two songs off of it competed for Best Rock Song. Blowin' Me Up, Blowin' Me Down was the winner. The rest, all of the Grammys, the Oscar for his role as Manny in The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, the documentary of the suction tour that caused the scandals that destabilized the German government, is rock history. He rode the tiger hard. Never settled down into comfortable, profitable repetition. Was generous and warm with everyone he came into contact with, always saying, "Karma can be a bitch or it can be a teacher. It's up to us." He was widely and accurately known to party till dawn while on the road, with kingly adventures in pharmacology and flamboyant omnisexual appetites. He never got the tired, leathery look that so many rock veterans decayed into. The people who thought he might have a deal with the devil also came to suspect that there was a monstrous painting of him secreted in the attic of one of his mansions.
"Jack, awesome to see you again. Come on into the office, man. I just got into some pure Colombian flake that you might like."
"That's kind of you, Marty. I'll pass, though. Last night was vast, and I'm still coming to terms with it."
"Hey, more for me.
How's my goddaughter doing? I haven't seen her since her birthday party."
Just made the Honor Society last week. She's chuffed about it.
Rightfully so. Give her a hug from me to hold her over till next time.
So, what's up, buddy?
I tried to figure out a way to come at it gently, but couldn't. I'm retiring today, old friend. Choking sounds.
What? What?
Yeah, I've known today was coming, but I think I denied it for as long as I could.
Why do you think you want to retire? You're literally on top of the world, man. Vortexicon is still number one, and it went gold in Argentina this week. Fucking Argentina, man! Wait, are you sick or something? You're looking kind of worn down.
Nah, I'm fine. I'm just starting to age, finally.
So why?
You're going to think I'm insane, but here it is. My family drove to Disney World from Houston when I was 19. I felt like my life was pretty much over that year. On the way, we stopped overnight at a hotel in Biloxi, Mississippi. I wasn't sleeping great those days. I got up early and hiked to the K&D convenience store a few blocks away for cigarettes. Then I just stood on the corner, watching the sun come up, and trying to figure out what the hell I wanted to do with my life, if anything. A scruffy, homeless-looking guy wandered over and bummed the smoke from me, and we got to talking. I have no idea why I told him what I was going through. Probably because I knew I'd never see him again. And he was a good listener. I had a nice smile. About three smokes later, I was done. I hadn't really been looking at him much, mostly just staring into the dawn. I turned to him to thank him for putting up with my whining and wander back to the hotel. For some reason, it didn't surprise me when his eyes flared red. Then he offered me the Crossroads deal on that corner in Biloxi. I took it. And I got no regrets, Marty. I got 20 good years of making music and people hearing it, living my life the way I wanted. I got to stay pretty, too.
Dude, that's...
Today is the first day of the 21st year, and it's his turn now.
I love you like a brother, but I think you've had a brain aneurysm, Jack.
Yeah, maybe.
So, what now? The devil collects your soul?
Nah. We did a different deal. He's not a bad guy, really, and he loves music. He didn't give me any extra talent. I didn't want it. He just nudged a few people so that they paid attention in a world where we don't pay attention.
He gave you a freebie.
He gets the soul of whoever has sinned against me the worst in life. I don't believe in sin, but the devil does.
Honestly, man, this powder might make you think a little clearer. I'm worried about you.
We both know this business has its share of assholes, Marty. I figure it'll be some VP at Barista. I don't care much about money, but I'm pretty sure somebody there has shorted me almost $5 million since we signed the deal with that particular devil. And if they did me, they did lots of other people, too. This is kind of a public service. At least that's what I'm trying to tell myself.
Oh, hell, man.
More choking sounds. Something impacts the coffee table, then slides to the carpet. Heavy, erratic breathing.
Marty! Come on, man. Lay back. Christina, call 911. I think Marty's having a heart attack. Fucking powder.
What? I can't see anything, man. It hurts.
Try to breathe, Marty. They'll be here in just a minute.
Oh, hell. I think this is the big one. Fucking powder.
Just hang on. Here, lean on me. I'm right here.
We both knew about my heart.
You got it fixed, damn it.
Apparently not. This sucks.
You're going to be okay.
Nah. I can feel it. Something in me exploded. Look, man, I need to tell you. It wasn't Barista. I am so sorry, Jack.
What do you mean?
It just started small and it got out of hand. There was so much money just flowing like a waterfall. It was too easy. I screwed up, man.
Aw, Marty.
Just pure fucking greed and stupidity, man. And I figured you'd never miss it.
I never really did. if you'd just told me.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Oh, Marty, this is horrifying. I never meant for...
I love you, Jack. Hey, everything that happens is just fuel for the next song, right?
Christina! Christina! Where are the goddamn EMTs?
And here's the title vid for Jack and the Off's new album, Climbing the Charts Fast, this week.
Old friend, you know I'm telling you true. Sooner or later, the man is coming for you. Lover or hater, when your day is through, you give the devil his due. You give the devil his due.
You have just heard Done Deal by Rory Harper, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki, and directed by me.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the long ago times, Rory's stories appeared in SFF magazines like Asimov's, F and SF, Amazing, Fantasy Book, and Aboriginal. Several appeared in Best Of anthologies, and Bain published one novel, Petro Gypsies. Lightspeed's editor kindly included the story Therapeutic Intervention in his Living Dead 2 anthology. After long hiatus, Rory is emitting fiction again. Burning Grannies in a recent Asimov's issue was his first ever cover story. In 2020, a stranger gifted him with a replacement liver, and he remembers every day that his new fiction wouldn't have happened without that terminal generosity. If you're contemplating organ donation, here's a good first resource, organdonor.gov. This story was taken from the pages of Lightspeed Magazine, which is edited by John Joseph Adams. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. Post-production was by Alex Barton at Phase Shift, and our music was composed and performed by Jack Kincaid. Once again, I am Allison Bell Buse, and I hope this story played you a catchy tune. Thank you for listening.